If you want to, be seated or relax. And we're going to have a good time this afternoon. Got some speakers, got some great
It's a rainy afternoon in Fort Payne, Alabama. But that doesn't deter the 100 or so people gathered for a rally organized by the DeKalb County Tea Party.
We're bailing out a bunch of blood-sucking bureaucrats similar to those mentioned in the Declaration of Independence who are harassing our people and eating out our substance.
The speeches are fiery. But the crowd is much more subdued than the usual Tea Partiers seen in television news reports. They're mostly older people parked in lawn chairs. One guy does wave a bright yellow "Don't Tread on Me" flag, but there are only a few handmade signs and none with the offensive images making the rounds of the internet. Most of the people are pretty mellow. Al Sherboneau is a retired pastor from Massachusetts who now lives in Mentone. He wears a fairtax.org T-shirt and is handing out leaflets.
Well, this is a group of people who believe that this country is basically going in the wrong direction at this point.
Sherboneau says he's voted across party lines. He voted for Jimmy Carter. But he says more recently, Democrats have been taxing and spending with little regard for everyday people.
If I can't spend twice what I make, you know, there's no reason the government should be doing that.
For lifelong Republican Carly Windsor of Sylvania, Alabama, up on Sand Mountain, social issues are number one.
Homosexual marriage explicitly says in the Bible that it's not the way God created marriage to be. And abortion, that's, you know, life begins at conception. That's another thing that's biblical.
The one thing Sherboneau and Windsor agree on is that the so-called professional politicians have to go.
A lot of people have come together and said the establishment is just not working the way it should. And these people who are entrenched in party politics are not the people we need down there. Maybe we do need some business people. Maybe we need some people that are independent.
Sounds like a Tea Partier, right? Well, maybe, or maybe not. Chip McCallum is an attorney and the son of former UAB President and Vestavia Mayor Scotty McCallum. Chip McCallum is running for the Alabama House District 47, representing Vestavia Hills and parts of Hoover. He'd planned to run as a Republican, but the party disqualified him after discovering he'd made a handful of donations to Democratic candidates over the years.
My wife and I have a very broad and diverse group of friends, and they are very active in a lot of different causes, including campaigns. And we've been asked from time to support their candidates that they're working with, and we have given money to those campaigns, just like I've asked those same friends to give money to Republicans that I have supported.
McCallum maintains he's a lifelong Republican. His first vote was for Ronald Reagan.
The people in my district and me are for fiscal accountability, small government, and they're for free markets. That's what the people in my district stand for, and that's what I stand for, so I think we're already there.
There, as in with the Tea Party. It's a movement McCallum's been thinking about a lot lately. While the Tea Party might not be very active in Alabama, nationwide its influence is putting pressure on Republicans, like McCallum, who might be more open-minded and willing to work across party lines. Still, some of the most conservative Alabama candidates, many who've aligned themselves with the Tea Party, didn't do well in the primaries. Roy Moore, Dale Peterson, Tim James, they all lost. Birmingham Southern College political scientist Natalie Davis says she's not surprised.
Third-party candidates never do well here. Write-in candidates never do well here. For all of our talk about being individualistic and almost libertarian, establishment candidates tend to do better over time.
God bless America.
Back at the Tea Party rally in Fort Payne, Carly Windsor says she knows why.
A lot of Alabamians are old school Democrats and will be Democrats until they die, just like there are some that are old school Republicans, like, you know, my grandparents and, you know, and people that I know still. But I think that there's a lot of people that don't want to involve themselves with something else and stray away from what their mamas and their grandmamas and their great-grandmamas taught them. And I want people to stand up and be loud and not be silent anymore because it's our right.
For WBHM, I'm Tanya Ott.